Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and several other commanders were killed in Israeli airstrikes on Beirut, both the group and Israeli officials confirmed. Following his death, Israel continued launching strikes on the city.
Iranian state media reported Saturday that an Iranian Revolutionary Guard General Abbas Nilfarushan was also killed in the same Israeli airstrike. Nilfarushan, the IRGC deputy commander for operations, had been sanctioned by the U.S. for his involvement in suppressing protests in Iran. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
3 days ahead of his communist government's 75th anniversary, China's foreign minister cautioned world leaders against expanding the battlefield in Russia's war with Ukraine.
The top priority is to commit to no expansion of the battlefield. China is dedicated to playing a constructive role, said Wang Yi. He also warned against other countries throwing oil on the fire or exploiting the situation for selfish gains, an apparent reference to the United States. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The U.S. and Iraq announced an agreement to conclude the anti-ISIS coalition's military presence in Iraq within 2 years, potentially reducing the U.S. troops in Iraq while retaining 900 troops in northeast Syria.
U.S. officials emphasized that the agreement doesn't represent a full U.S. troop withdrawal, but a shift to a new U.S.-Iraq military relationship distinct from the coalition. In a joint statement, the U.S. and Iraq outlined a timeline for ending the coalition's presence in Iraq no later than September 2025. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Two Georgia police officers were injured and a man was killed during a shooting inside a suburban Atlanta store, which bills itself as the world's largest gun shop.
Smyrna Police Chief Keith Zgon stated that the officers were responding to gunfire reports and a suspected burglary around midnight when they found the suspect inside Adventure Outdoors, a store with more than 18,000 firearms. When officers arrived, they encountered an armed suspect inside the store, and gunfire broke out between the suspect and officers, Zgon said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A jury has ruled in favor of three women who claimed they were sexually abused as patients at a Virginia Children's Hospital, awarding them $300 million in damages.
The Richmond Circuit Court jury awarded each woman $60 million in compensatory damages and $40 million in punitive damages, according to WTVR-TV. A total of 46 former patients have filed lawsuits against the Cumberland Hospital for Children and Adolescents and its medical director, Dr. Daniel Davido, for abuse at the New Kent facility. Jessica Oakley reporting.
WW International announced on Friday that CEO Seema Sistani would be stepping down immediately, with Tara Comonte, a Weight Watchers board member and former Shake Shack executive, assuming the role of interim chief executive.
The New York-based weight loss company didn't disclose the reason for the sudden leadership change, but noted that Comonte's appointment comes as the company focuses on improving its operational and financial performance. Founded over 60 years ago, Weight Watchers has recently faced financial challenges. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.